Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Republic for the United States House of Representatives call. It is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. And again, I'd like to welcome everybody here tonight. May have a somewhat of a short call, but we're going to go over the document that we've been working on the past several weeks. Entitled The Findings of Congress Regarding Operations Under the Constitution in Respect to the Terms of Senators and Representatives. We'll go ahead and read that document tonight and then have some discussion about it. And then we'll go into some education that's going to be in connection with this to kind of get everybody to understand what we're doing with this document, and then we'll probably have some discussion about that as well, just to make sure that everybody's clear, and then that will be pretty much the call tonight. So with that, would somebody like to go ahead and lead us in prayer this evening?
Am I allowed?
I'm going to let you do it tonight. You're cool.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for all the mercy and all the blessings and all the riches that you provide for us. We thank you for the path you have set before us, because we know you have already gone ahead to prepare the way. We know that if we stand in your trust and look to you for guidance and direction, we will succeed. And we ask to bless each one this evening that'll be on the call, and those that cannot be, give them an urgency that they need to be here to participate in this wonderful privilege of being a part of your government. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, there is a choice here. Representative Owens has joined us tonight. Do you want to yield to Francine to do the roll, or would you want to take that responsibility, Representative Owens?
I can go ahead and do it. Give me just a second, though, to pull it up.
All right, when you get it pulled up, just go ahead and proceed, so I'll yield to you.
Okay, all right. Come on. Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm sorry that I'm late. Let's just say, wow. from the state of Alabama, Roger Cook. From Arkansas, Representative Sherry Watson. From Colorado, Representative Dennis Spencer. Representative Elizabeth Ackerman.
Representative Elizabeth Ackerman is present.
Thank you. Representative Michael Ackerman.
Representative Michael Ackerman is present.
Thank you. From Connecticut, Representative Steve Martin. Okay. From Florida, Representative Michael Graves. From Illinois, Representative Jean Ferguson. Representative Andrew Sill. Representative Clinton Ford. Representative Marissa Grant. Okay. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens is present. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
The public for Iowa, Representative Mark Binder is present.
Thank you. Representative Lauren Speckman. From Minnesota, Representative Carl Brustman. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris.
Representative Marnie Harris from Montana is present.
Thank you. From North Dakota, Representative Robin Cox.
Representative Robin Cox from North Dakota is present.
Thank you. From Oklahoma, Representative Benita Ferguson.
Representative Ferguson is present.
Thank you. From Oregon, Representative John Rockwell.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Tim Stillian. Representative Skylar Arment. From Washington, Representative Frank Martinez. From Wisconsin, Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin is present.
All right, thank you. I think that was everybody. Yes, Mr. Speaker, that concludes the roll. If you'll give me a moment, I will get a tally.
Okay, thank you very much. And depending on whether we have a quorum tonight or not, we may vote on this document that we're going to be reading tonight. I want to kind of wait until after we go through the education piece, if we do have a quorum, just so the education piece that's going to be happening tonight hopefully will clarify what we're doing. And, you know, I want everyone to understand clearly what we're doing with this document, just because I believe that we need to take this to the states, and the states need to send their representation to national as far as representatives, and our term will end at the end of this year, or if this document gets approved as is, the term will end at the beginning of March of 2015. So I just want to make sure that everybody is clear on what we're doing with that, and that they understand what the Constitution says about it as well. So don't hesitate to speak up at all about what we're doing, because it's rather important. Plus, we're getting to the point where we need to make those decisions. So I'll yield with that and go back to Representative Owens.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. We have 11 representatives representing 8 states, and that does give us a quorum this evening.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So it'll be up to the body to decide whether it's what we want to vote on or not. But like I said, we'll do that towards the end of what we're doing this evening, just so everybody understands and they know what they're voting on. So I'll go ahead and proceed with the reading tonight of the document that I spoke of before. And here's how it reads. The number on the document is 201406-24-01. The title is Findings of Congress Regarding Operations And here's what the body of the document says. In the Standing Committee on the Judiciary, referring to the research to prepare findings regarding operations under the Constitution for the United States of America in respect to the term of senators and representatives in the Republic Congress, brought in report, which being read, reviewed, was agreed to as follows. Whereas the founders of our nation began operations under the Constitution for the United States of America on the first Wednesday in March in the year 1789. And whereas there is no precedent in law to ignore or otherwise act in a way that is contrary to the supreme law of the land. And whereas it is the opinion of the Senate and the House of Representatives for the Republic for the United States of America in Congress assembled, that operations under the Constitution for the United States of America by the Republic for the United States of America must coincide with the laws as cited above. Therefore, the two-year term of the seated members of the House of Representatives shall end on the third day of March in every odd-numbered year, and the U.S. Representatives-elect shall take their prescribed oath on the fourth day of March of the same. The six-year term of the seated U.S. senators whose class shall have completed their six-year terms shall end on the third day of March of the odd-numbered years, and the U.S. senators-elect shall take their prescribed oath on the fourth day of March of the same. The accepted of the findings of Congress shall cause the date of operations under the Constitution for the United States of America or the Republic for the United States of America to be amended from the 13th day of November of the even-numbered years to the 4th day of March of the odd-numbered years. And this was approved by the Senate on August 5th, 2014. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and yield to anybody that may have any questions or comments about that document. Go ahead then and speak up and say your name and the state that you're from, and you will have the floor.
This is Republican for Iowa, Representative Mark Finder, requesting the floor.
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you. Can you hear me all right? Am I coming in okay, or am I breaking up?
Yeah, is it me? You're not hearing me at all?
No, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, yes, you have the floor. Sorry about that.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I think this is a good document. There's a couple changes that I would make to make it more clear, and I'd just like to go over them just really quick. On the second whereas, it says, where there's no precedent law to ignore otherwise act in a way that's contrary to the supreme law of the land. I think it would be more, you could clarify that more if it was written as, whereas there is no, instead of no precedent in law, you could say there's no law stating otherwise to date to ignore or otherwise act in a way that's contrary to the supreme law of the land. And also, instead of the supreme law of the land, we actually have four law forms in the Republic. If you just wanted to put in four law forms, that probably makes it a lot clearer, at least to me, because saying there's no precedent in law, it just, to me, it's not a completely true statement. So if it was read, whereas there is no law stating otherwise to date to ignore otherwise act in a way that is contrary to the four Republic law forms, I think that would be very complete and pretty easy to understand in the reading. So that's one of my points. Another point, too, is this is entitled Findings of Congress. And then the third whereas, it says where it is the opinion of the Senate and House of Representatives. If we change that to whereas it is the finding of the Senate and House of Representatives, I think it will be a lot clearer, in my opinion. And also towards the end where it says, United States of America must coincide with the law as cited above. There really isn't any law cited above, just a law form and a date when people re-inhabited. If that was changed to United States of America should realign with the congressional start date cited above, that would tie everything together and would make it a much, you know, a lot better sense, in my opinion. So those are my views, and I'd like to see those changes. With that, I yield the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Binder?
Yes.
Those changes that you want to put on the document, if you could type those in the document, send it to the House admin. That way we have that. If we get other people that agree with that, that way we'll have that and be able to read that if we decide to go that route. Could you do that
absolutely.
For us?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can do that. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The floor is open.
Yeah, this is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin.
Requesting yes, you have the floor. Yes,
yeah.
You have the floor.
Okay, yeah, thanks. But otherwise, yeah, I think the changes would be a good idea, and it would make it a lot more clearer to everyone. And with that, I yield the floor.
Thank you.
Representative Ferguson requesting the floor.
Yes, Representative Ferguson, you have the floor.
Yes, I missed that first recommendation from Representative Binder. Could you repeat that, please?
Representative Binder, you want to repeat what you stated off at first, please?
Sure, I could do that. On the document, in the second, whereas there is no precedent in law to ignore the law, act in a way that is contrary to the supreme law of the land, I thought it would read much better, be much clearer if it stated, whereas there is no law stating otherwise to date to ignore or otherwise act in a way that is contrary to the four Republican law forms. That would make it complete, in my opinion. Now you, thank you.
Yes, thank you. This is Representative Marnie Harris from Montana. May I have the floor?
You have the floor.
Yeah, I concur with the recommended changes myself, and I yield.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion that that Representative Binder makes those changes and sends that to the House admin, and then once we get that, we'll send that out to the body, and then we'll read that amended version next week, and we'll forego voting on the document tonight, but I want to make a motion to go ahead and make those changes so we can have them reviewed next week.
Yeah, this is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin seconding the motion.
Thank you very much. Anybody opposed to that? All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, we'll go ahead and set that up and send that out to everybody once I get those amendments from Representative Binder, and then we'll read it again next week with those amended portions, and we'll see what everybody thinks of it then, and we'll proceed with that. So we'll go ahead and do that, and then I'll go ahead and yield to David Hertler for our education piece, which follows right along with what this document is about, and coming directly out of the Constitution about how representatives should be sent to the national. So with that, I'll yield to David Hertler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, everyone. Little bit of a change tonight from where we were going last week, and the necessity of this is very important with the elections. Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives, how and by whom shows the qualifications of a representative, representatives and direct taxes, how apportioned, enumeration, vacancies to be filled, power of choosing officers, and of impeachments. The Clause 1, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the elector of each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. As I was sharing with the speaker, Speaker Rockwell, just a little while ago, in Wisconsin, last Wednesday night, the assembly meeting that we had, we discussed this not at great length, but we discussed this and we invited Representative Schmidt to be involved, of course, with the discussion. This is a man that hardly ever misses. I don't think he's missed one call. He's just a great guy to have on the assembly in Wisconsin, and he enjoys giving to Wisconsin as well as to national. And I ask him the question, how would you feel about doing a dual role as you have been doing for quite some time, and I had been too. And he said that he enjoys it. He said that he wouldn't mind. And Representative Schmidt, you can speak into this tonight after if you yield the floor. But this is where we're at in Wisconsin. Because we're interim, we decided to talk about it, and we're going to continue to allow our representative, our assemblyman, to do a dual role with national. And until things, as long as things are going the way they're going, Representative Schmidt wants to continue doing the dual role. But when things start to heat up, where National Congress is going to be meeting face-to-face and so forth, and there's going to be an explosion, which we believe is going to happen soon, then rightfully so, Representative Schmidt would like to bow out. No matter what would happen, I mean, we in the assembly, we have some nine assemblymen in Wisconsin, and we enjoy the report that Representative Schmidt shares with us. And no matter what happens here, if it's a dual role or if he bows out from doing the de jure in the state, he will be giving us a report anyway, as was shared with me tonight by Assemblyman Arnold. So that's the way it should be. The state
Point of order. I was trying to back up. I just got dropped off the call here for about a minute, so I kind of missed a little bit here. So thank you.
Okay. You didn't miss that much, Representative Schmidt. So anyway, I just want to – I was going to read a little bit from Joseph Story's commentary, but I don't see really a need to. We'll see where this discussion goes. So we'd like everybody to be involved on this discussion and just present what your feelings are on this. We have to be constitutionally sound, of course, but I yield the floor. Representative Schmidt, if you would I don't know how much you missed. I'd like to ask you to share with us what your feelings are on the dual role and what we discussed last Wednesday night in the assembly meeting. If you would, please.
Okay.
I yield to you, sir.
Okay. Well, one of the things that there is the fact that, it's mainly, the reason we allowed that back in 2012 is because the Wisconsin State Constitution requires that there be, I think, like 14 state senators and 54 assemblymen in each house, and that's kind of part of trying to allowing us to do the dual allows us to fill as many seats in the assembly as close to the 54 as we can get. I know it's going to be a while before we get to that level, but that's kind of where the thinking was on that back in 2012, and with that, I yield.
Thank you, Representative Schmidt. Speaker Rockwater, would you please speak into this?
Sure. Well, in Oregon, when we first started our assembly, we did the same thing as far as having both representatives and senators, for that matter, filling a dual role working with state and national. But when we transitioned from the first to second Congress, our state decided to amend that going through Congress to split that, since we had as many, I think at that time we had 200 people that were pretty actively involved with our assembly in Oregon. Therefore, we decided to split that since we thought we had enough people to fill both national and state. So that's what was voted on. And then, of course, everybody remembers what happened in, 2000, the end of 2012 to 2013, to where there was a bunch of people that decided to exit the Republic. So it kind of got a little bit more difficult to do things individually. But the state assembly, the Congress, decided to keep our houses separate, so I work strictly for national and don't have any part of what is done in the state. So I think both scenarios are fine just because we're small, we're getting started, but once we do get the more numbers, it would be advantageous to split them like what Oregon has done. But I think either way it's done. And, of course, then with the new election, adhering to the Constitution by having one national representative for 30,000 people, which is part of what we're going to be discussing tonight, would need to be adhered to. And that's kind of what I've always thought. Since some states have more than one, because in the first session we could have up to 10, I think with this next election that will self-correct itself, where each state will just send one national representative to do their business for that particular state, unless between now and then that the Republic explodes like what we're all hoping, then that may be a moot point. So anyway, that's my side on it as opposed to what they're doing in Wisconsin, and I yield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So here we have a contrast. The floor is open. I'm really interested to hear Representative Mark Binder. Do you have any input on this, sir? I yield to you.
Well, when I joined our republic, the Republic for Iowa, I was actually not elected in the first Congress. I was elected to replace a person who left. So that's why my schedule's a little bit messed up every other year right at the moment. But we also had, back then we had 10 representatives for the state. And we were dual representatives as well. We also represented the state and national. And that worked out fairly well because there's a lot to learn when you first become a representative. And personally, I think 2 years is not enough because it takes you a year to at least learn the ropes and what's going on if you haven't been exposed to government very much. And then you've got another year to prove yourself, and then it's election time. So anyway, we did the dual representation, and with that, I yield. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Cox from North Dakota, you have any input on this?
Our state does not have enough members to have to split up the representation, and I find myself doing a dual role as both a national representative and a state representative, although we do have one state representative who is not national. But for the time being, we have been forced to do dual roles. I yield.
Thank you. And Representative Monty Harris from Montana, would you have any input on this? I yield to you.
Sorry, I'd muted myself.
It's quite old.
I was with the Republic originally, and we had more representatives. We were able to have a quorum a higher percentage of the time, and we had, and our senators, one was national, one was local, statewide. So I prefer that more because we can get a lot more committees going and more consistently have people show up enough to be on the calls where there's so few of us right now that it makes it really hard. And I yield.
Thank you. But what I liked about being in a dual role was, like Representative Binder was sharing with us, that, you know, to get on the calls, at that time when we first got on the calls, I mean, there was like 100, there was over 100 representatives, you know, sometimes up to 200. And it seemed like there was the same people talking all the time. But, man, as a freshman, I didn't know what was going on. And, man, you could pick up so much from being on the call every week. So it was great education. Representative Ackerman from Colorado, any input on this?
Well, it's basically just the two of us that are active at all.
Mm-hmm.
From Colorado, I agree that with Representative Binder that it takes a good year at least to figure out what you're doing. And we're doing the role of both. There's unfortunately not a whole lot happening in Colorado right now that I'm aware of.
I would have to, this is Mike Ackerman, I would have to agree that the challenge is we're sitting here wearing both hats and only doing things that are dealing with national. Nothing's happening at the state level, so it's a difficult task to try to figure out how to handle the problem, and I yield.
Thank you. I just got to put this in there. I just hope you don't mind, Mr. Speaker. There is some things going on in Colorado, and that is that Lieutenant Governor, I don't know his last name, reported that there's something going on in a small county south of Grand Junction. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's Delta County, where there's a chance of common law court going into action there. There is even a chance of the Forever Glory flying in a courtroom there. So we're excited about it. I can't elaborate on it because that's not the gist of our call tonight, but we're excited for the people that know about it. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into this? We pretty much have discussed the idea of the dual role. We're small yet. We're interim. Our elections are coming up. We know that the state assemblymen are sent to national Congress by their particular states. So is there anyone else that wants to speak into this tonight? I yield the floor. Okay. Mr. Speaker, is there anything that we want to talk about other than what we discussed tonight? I yield to you, sir.
Well, like I said, the only thing, and I've already brought it up, and we've discussed it before, and we probably don't need to rehash it again, but again, about the one representative per 30,000 for each state, I still think that when we have our elections, once we pass the document that was read tonight with the changes, that will correct, you know, the time, and then when we have the elections, it'll be set, we'll follow the Constitution, and having a one representative for 30,000 people, and then the state will just do what the state needs to do as far as their representation for the state, whether it's, you know, doing a dual role or not. That's up to the individual states and their constitutions. So I think that would be the only thing that I would touch on, and we've touched on it before, so I don't think really we need to go into that any further than we already have, unless other people want to discuss it. So we can go ahead and open up the floor just briefly for that if somebody wants to discuss that, but I, you know, it's already been done before, so I would say we could kind of wind it down and just ask for any closing comments or any closing questions that people may have on the upcoming election for the representatives. I yield.
Representative Ferguson would like to request the floor.
Yes, you have the floor.
Yes, when Representative Mark Binder does the alterations you talked about, could it possibly have both in there the way it's written now with the alterations he suggested in so we could see them both side by side as we look at them next week, please? I yield.
You think you could do that, Representative Binder?
Yeah, I believe I could do that. I'm not a great typist, but I think I can figure it out.
Whoa.
So I'll do my best to get it done in a day or two.
Okay. And as soon as he gets that to the House admin, we'll go ahead and send that out for everybody's review as soon as possible. So we'll all have that before we get together on Tuesday. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Speaker, this is Representative Hertler. May I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor.
Like I've been doing, I would just like to read a very short statement, and I'm taking that education is going to go back on task where we were last week. Would that be correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to read this. Who said this? If men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government, which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. So I'll be asking that question next week. I want to know who said that. With that, I yield.
So you want to know who that was so people can do some research. Is that what you're after?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. I guess we all have a little bit of work cut out for us trying to figure that one out. So before I close things down, any other comments about what we're working on as far as the election cycle for the representatives and what we've read in the Constitution tonight? All right, hearing none, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for us to adjourn tonight and reconvene on October 14th at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 2014.
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin seconding the motion.
Thank you very much. All in favor of adjourning tonight and reconvening next week, signify by saying aye.
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 Is there anybody opposed? All right, we'll go ahead and stand adjourned. And can I get somebody to close us in prayer tonight?
This is Republic for our Representative Mark Biner. I'd be happy to do that.
You have the floor.
Thank you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to gather together. We ask for your protection, your guidance, and your wisdom. We ask that you protect each one of us until we return on our next call next Tuesday. Thank you for your blessings, and we pray that we do everything according to your will. We ask this in your Son's precious name, Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Everybody have a good week.
You too.
Yep, good night.